Is that? Yeah.
There's lots of fun shit for everyone to do. Hosted by Zygon, joined by other guys. You best listen up every time we go live. Do video games, discuss movies, penis of our jokes, talk about boobies. Everyone at home is set, they're saying,
oh my god, these guys are fun.
Goof around every Wednesday night, bitch about crap that we don't like. Get to be the guest in a friendly way.
When did you realize you were gay?
Hot yet, we don't have it.
Maternity,
you won't find it here.
Virginity,
your mother.
Yeah. It's a podcast and talk show. But it's just filled with dick jokes.
Yeah. So hey, why don't you join us?
Yeah.
And listen to the goodness. Watch out.
Stat scoring. My name is Sire Guy. I'm your host, and with Chow, thank you, Kick of the Nuts. Today we're joined by Cranky Dave.
Call the John now.
Buzz, look, an alien!
What? Where? Gina!
Hey, guys!
Martin!
Whee!
Shady Box!
Ah, that's the bed! That's the bed! Ah!
And hey, it's that Sean!
In brightest day, in blackest night.
Alright, okay, so today, someone new to the cast is Gina. You may not have heard her, but I was supposed to have her on a couple shows ago, but I'm dumb. So there you go.
First name Va.
No.
But, I see what you did there.
Vagina.
Come to town already.
Vagina. It's Vagina.
And today we're joined by Vagina. I know. There is like. Well, that sucks. That's your new name. I'm sorry. It's now. Yeah.
Yay.
Sorry.
Yay.
What a great start.
No, I thought she was okay, but it turns out the vagina is just all wet.
She's just being a really abrasive. Never mind, I'm done.
Right.
Awesome.
Okay, so whatever. Today is April, right? Yeah, April 20th, 2011, and I want to say that there is one of our fans who was talking about they had a lot of disabilities and all that stuff, but which makes it better for him. And I just want to do a shout out to Mr. Cameron. You are the boss, because you are the bossy boss.
Thanks, Cameron.
And let me. I have to do a couple things, but my head's not glued on correctly. I need to. Trunks did an ad for the Sure to Be Banned booked, and we're going to listen to it.
Hey, folks. Trunks here from Sure to Be Banned. I couldn't be.
Okay, it just stopped.
Person, something you and I thought we'd take a moment to talk to you about something.
He died.
I couldn't
The Dead Tree Guy. Not just any book. Sure to Be Banned. The book.
It's like he's got that. He's got a good pose where it's like I think therefore I am, but it's like he does. He doesn't know.
That's his ad. I just stopped. I didn't touch anything. It just was like fuck this ad.
I couldn't think. That's it. I've done.
Okay, alright, okay. It's about his book. He's trying to sell it, so pretend to give a shit. Pretend to give a shit!
Okay.
It's 72 pages.
By the book. 72 pages!
This is in commentaries by the guys who worked on it. New comics exclusive to the book, special art, and a foreword by Scott from VG Cats, and much, much more.
It won't be the worst thing you've read this year.
Right, you are.
We need you to fund this thing for us.
We want your money.
Probably just spend it on hookers and blow anyway, but we're offering special things.
Indeed, we are. Check out the Kickstarter page for all the specifics, but you'll get some wicked stuff, even if you only kick in a buck.
And if you don't, it will make Fredums sad.
That it will, Tedums. That it will.
So where can I find this thingy?
Well, the Kickstarter URL is http://www.kickstarter.com/project/10697041996/sure-2-b-band-the-book.
That's too fucking long!
Well, then they can go to www.sure-to-be-band.com and click on the big old banner.
That's too much work!
That's easier.
Well, then they won't get the surprises.
but they want them.
Then they better put forth the work.
And the money.
And the money.
Turns out books are expensive to print.
And I'm broke.
And I'm Ted.
So give us your money, and we'll give you the goods.
He doesn't mean sex. That costs extra.
And don't forget to listen to the Bandcast every Friday that we remember to record.
Which is every other Friday.
And see.
He couldn't be.
He couldn't be. Hi, I'm Trunks, and I couldn't be.
You see, there's actually a big statue of him in the middle of Cumtown that just has him in the thinker pose, and at the bottom it's got emblazoned, he couldn't be.
Amazing.
Try, just to let you know, dude, you're like really loud on the
chat. Oh, damn, I always am. Every fuck. What? And now, great, now the beginning.
What a twist. Sounds really loud, I'm really low.
That's not a twist, hey. That's par for the course. I mean, oh, sorry. Oh, that's not really... Okay, there. Sorry. I hate...
There we go.
Yay!
Yeah. I so I was really loud and Sean couldn't be.
Whatever.
I couldn't ever be.
Hey, I have to read the... Shady, you should read this, because that would be cool.
Who's reading this?
You are. It's not a personal fuck you. It's just someone wants to advertise their art and stuff, so...
Okay. Hey, Si, I bought the sponsorship slot at the start of the show that came with a message. I'd like to plug www.festivedays.deviantart.com and say that I'm open to any commissions from anybody for $5. But I'd really like to do some free art trades with people because I love seeing my characters drawn by different people. Plus, it's free, and there will be less of a chance I'll fuck up their payment. Also, please say that I cannot become a better artist without experience and people's criticisms.
Let's damn it! Let's festivedays.deviantart.com. Okay, there. At least the ads were somewhat silly, so there you go. Okay, Gina, who the fuck are you?
Eh?
Who are you? Why should we care? Tell us about yourself. What's the big deal?
Vagina!
Vagina!
You should care because I'm British and
yes.
Female, and that makes me kind of win.
Mm-hmm.
I'm hooked.
The British accent works for me because I get turned on when Shady and Martin talk. So now that a chick is talking, it's okay.
Now it's okay. You don't have to be confused.
Yay.
That is creepy.
No, it's okay. Early this morning, I was asking Martin to spank my ass. He didn't.
Hey, what?
And I.
Martin, what was that?
Huh?
I heard something this... I read something this morning. You were like, someone needs a spanking, and I replied to you, oh, please. Oh, please.
Okay.
Oh, please.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah. That would... So now it's okay. Now, and I won't try the... I won't try to be...
What's it about?
What's what about?
I just have one thing to say, guys.
What's up?
It has two thumbs and it's getting a batch of cookies.
Me.
This guy.
Ah.
not Gina. I mean, not Gap. Great. Now I've confused Gabby with Gina. Okay. There's vagina.
Oh, Si, yeah. Apparently Cameron is in the chat and his username is Reggie. R-E-G-double-I.
Oh, okay. Cool. Hi, Reggie. You are the boss. Oh, great.
Hey, Cameron.
What happened to Liz? Yes.
Let's, moving on.
Well, no, someone asked. Someone asked. She is choosing to not participate through her own cognizance. So, yep.
Yeah, I'm a space mercenary traveling across the universe trying to fight their various monsters and creatures.
She's doing the world record for the Nyah Cat.
Yeah, she's still on it.
Oh, that's Jesus. Cool.
And it's intense, and it requires all of our attention.
The drama llama reared its ugly head again, and that's kind of the... I don't know what to say, because I don't want to bullshit all the fans and stuff, but at the same time, I don't want to, like, cause a big drama spurt. The best thing about this show is the fact that all the people come in and, like, it's all real. Like, we're all, like, well, we all get to know each other, even though, like, we all like each other. And it's not just that we don't just get together. We just don't go to work, show up, and talk about nothing. Like, we hang out in the chat, and our greatest strength is the fact that it's all real, and we're all friends and stuff. But its greatest weakness is that, like, if there's a break...
Because friendship is magic!
If there's a break in the friendship, but there's drama or something, well, the drama's real, too. And I don't want to bring any of the drama to the show, but she doesn't want to be here. Long story short, she has no desire to be here. I don't wish her any ill will. I don't say any negative things about her in any way, shape, or form. She just doesn't want to be here.
Yeah.
All right.
So in the end, she's not here. But we're here, and we're going to entertain you. Let us entertain you. Please.
Yay.
What is with the submarine sound?
I'm just pinging, I guess. I have my stupid tweet deck on, and I'll just turn it off there. I don't hear it anymore.
Mishka, I love you.
I love you too, boss.
Aru,
Naruto, I love you. Are you stupid?
Oh, that is terrifying. All right, so who here wants to talk about Sonic Generations?
Well, how about that game? It's a game.
It's a game.
How about that?
He has that exotic in it, and he's like, he's pretty. Got the pot belly and everything.
Let me tell you, current Sonic, it's going to be hold X to win.
Hold X to win. You're just homing attack your way across the stage.
Exactly.
I think it looks cool. I think it looks like the extended gameplay of the classic Sonic levels look cool, and even the modern stuff looks all right.
The thing is, I'm just like, I'll wait until it's in my hands, you know?
Yeah.
Like,
That's the approach I'm having because I've been hurt before.
We all said this before back in 2006, and,
Oh, God. It does look good, though. I mean, it's good that they've got a difference between how classic Sonic plays as opposed to modern Sonic, so there's a difference, not just merely like, oh, yeah, there's you could play as both of them, and they're exactly the same, but no, they're different. They're different in every way.
Oh. One's a mute.
Sonic,
that's gonna be odd,
you.
Like modern Sonic going like, "Hey, how are you doing? Hey,
what's it, Sonic?
Man, I have no
classic
idea what's
Sonic.
Going on.
Love you.
Okay, so the Ninja Bridge movie came out, and
yes!
It was awesome.
It was awesome.
And you made it in a week?
Yes.
I didn't technically make it in a week, though. That's kind of an exaggeration. I mean, I did, but I edited it in a week. I recorded and edited it in a week, but I wrote it several times over the course of a few months, and I was never happy with it. But and the original script was completely different. The only thing that really remained consistent was the George Lucas, Michael Bay aspect. originally the villain was going to be Tim Burton, but I just thought, who's more hated than all these people? And I went, M. Night Shyamalan, he gets the biggest boost. But originally the whole thing was going to be about abridges and how the main reason that some people consider the holy grail of abridging to be getting a voice actor to quote your series or to reference you or something like that. And the main female princess was going to be Victoria Mangina. And it was going to be about trying to get Victoria Mangina, or Vic Mangina, as Naruto would call her, to be in his abridged movie, which would star Team Starfire, who were going to be the crew of the movie, comprising of Dictator Cat, Waka Waka 404, Masturbator, and Asukox. and the whole thing was just gonna, and in the end the old no and one version of the script the villain was me somehow. I can't remember how it was, but it went through so many different drafts, and I'm actually really happy with the way it turned out, because it's a lot more streamlined, it's a lot less convoluted.
Would that mean at some point, like, Naruto would have asked the princess to put on this mask and talk about my abridged series?
That would have been awesome.
Wow,
drinking is very bad.
The final product was just awesome.
It was. It was really good. I thought you did a grandiose job.
Grandiose.
You really didn't pull any. You really like. I noticed that some of your humor is you don't pull any punches like the Masako and Vegeta's 39, 86, 85, 48.
I slandered them by saying they went to a theme park. I am the worst kind of person.
Well.
Wee.
How dare you?
All right. Okay.
Is to say that they went to Six Flags.
I'm surprised you didn't have the
I'm making chocolate pudding.
I should have used. What's wrong with me? Why didn't I do that?
Sorry. Have you still got that MP3? Actually,
I do.
Play it.
I have to play it now.
Please.
Yes, please.
All right. 1 second. Let me.
I made a remix of it in like 2 minutes.
Making chocolate pudding.
That's shady. Thank you, Shady. I hate you.
Freaking down now, making chocolate pudding. Chocolate.
So sorry, Portal 2 came out.
I know. I was playing it and I stopped.
Remix with that. And
I
like,
just finished Portal
Eminem. It'll be awesome.
I'm just trying to play the fastest I can, because it's apparently a short game and everyone is losing their shit over something. And I don't want to know what that something is.
Yeah, me neither.
It's pissing me off because everyone is like the people that don't have lives or jobs or anything. We're like, oh my god, I already beat it. And now today they've been sitting on it for so long. Now that like the little references are coming out all over Twitter, I'm like, shut the fuck up! I don't care.
Is it worse than the cake?
I don't know. I don't want to say anything. I want people to. I think it's really damn fun. I think it's a great game so far. I haven't finished it, but I mean, you know that you should get it.
I got a copy of it myself yesterday. And what I like about the game, that they've sort of rid on the first one without giving too much away, they've made it like more horror-esque.
Ooh.
If that makes sense.
Ooh.
And didn't someone gift it to you, Shady?
Yeah, actually, I got a free copy from somebody who bought a double pack.
That's neat.
What a nice. What
cool. I know. Yeah, I mean, I was in the call with Dave and Curb when it happened, and I was like, "What the fuck?"
It's just there. Here you are. A copy of Portal 2. There you go.
Kabang.
I'm just going to close the
chat.
Are
awesome.
You guys are assholes. I knew it. I shouldn't have said anything about it. I'm not even going to look at the chat. I don't know what people are saying.
Dude, you know what? That guy's cool. And
you know what? He's all right.
He's all right. And don't worry about what Sai says.
And he should be.
Kid, I like you. Whoever did that.
Shut up.
That's right,
hey,
kid. Uncle Sai.
That's my shit. That's my shit. Okay. Shut up, Sean.
Shut up, Sean.
Yes, sir.
Shut up, Sean.
Well, at least it's progress to Sean now, because it used to be Shut Up, Curb.
he's the new one.
Great.
I'm the poozer.
Great. So, I used to do a Sprite comic called That's My Sonic.
Really?
Yes.
Whoa, cool.
I never knew.
Cool story, bro.
And it's back with the vengeance.
My god.
And Shady is actually dubbing several of the comics.
I am?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I am. Wait, I am.
Great.
This is the first time I've heard of this. What the
I need
hell?
Curb again. It's great.
Great.
Skypeable.
You've already done 2 comics so far for the new stretch.
Skype man.
Skype man, that's right. A new Mega Man boss. Skype man. What's his power?
How do you defeat Skype man?
Who defeats Skype man?
You press the red button.
red button man.
Does that mean there's also an aim man?
Probably.
Aim man. Oh, aim man. Yahoo Messenger man.
Twitter man.
Twitter man.
Facebook man. The
Tumblr man kills himself. Just
Twat
shuts
man.
Down in the middle of the fight. DeviantArt man, you're gonna beat him by giving him a dollar.
It'll go away. It's like, okay, Slender no more
Man. Huh?
Slenderman.
Slenderman? That's Slender something Man. Different.
How slender.
So, okay, Martin, I've read something like, not concrete giraffes, but it was something else, the real thing that you got. You got like a DVD in the mail of something that I've never heard of before. It sounds like concrete giraffes, but it's not. It's something else.
Hmm?
Oh, never mind. Failed references fail.
Wait, did you mean the actual series, Marble Hornets?
Marble Hornets, yes.
Oh, that sounds so like concrete giraffes.
Well, it kind of has the same sort of like...
That was the intention, was... yes.
Yeah, see? There, in your face, dick hole.
In your face, dick hole.
Yeah.
I'm sorry I couldn't be.
I would not like to have a dick hole in my face, to be honest.
Well,
it'd be kind of awkward. I mean, you know.
Anyway,
please don't look at my dick hole.
What is Marble Hornets?
Again, it's pulling me in.
Marble Hornets is a series which was the original, not really the original Slenderman thing, because Slenderman was created on the website Something Awful in a Photoshop contest. But Marble Hornets is a series. Essentially, of the found footage genre. If you've ever seen like Blair Witch Project or anything like that, you know what that is.
Yeah.
But it's about a guy who was making a movie, a student film, and then he started acting weird, and he gave all the footage that he'd recorded to his friend called Jay, who he told to burn the footage, but Jay decided, no, I'm not gonna burn the footage. I'm gonna watch it, and I'm gonna see, you know, what was bothering him so much. And it turns out that not only was he filming the movie, he was also filming himself the whole time. So he keeps finding a lot of footage of him in his house in the middle of the night, filming that through the windows and looking for things. And he gradually realizes that he's being stalked by something called the Slender Man, which is just a man in a really tall man in a business suit who has no face and just follows you around. And you can't stop him. You don't remember him after he's come after you. So that's why he's been filming him the whole time, so that he doesn't forget it. And that gradually realized that Slenderman not only has been following him, but it's driven him crazy and has been attacking people, and people have died, and he has tentacles for arms, yeah. And basically it's about the mystery surrounding the guy's disappearance.
Oh, cool.
It's really good. I highly recommend it. It's an ongoing series, and it's really well done.
It is really good.
Trippy.
Okay, cool. That's awesome.
Actually scared the crap out of me when I first watched it.
Huh. It does sound a bit creepy.
I thought it was a good idea for like a person like me who's super jumpy. I thought it was a totally good idea to watch Marble Hornets in my room in the dark with a dark hallway in front of me.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So yeah, that turned out great. That really did. I woke up like an hour later from a nightmare about Slenderman. So yeah. I recommend that to anybody who's really jumpy.
If you don't want to shit ever again.
If you want your asshole to heal over.
Well, I don't know about you guys, but I like pooping, so.
Top 10 things to do.
You're in the right stream, then.
If you like pooping, then you turn into a chow, because you like pooping. That's right.
Fabulous.
You guys are great. Wow. I can't tell you how great you guys are.
Aww.
You're welcome.
Yay, immediate love.
Immediate love. Immediate gratification.
Woo-hoo.
I just met you, and I love you.
I love you too.
Ralph.
I was hiding under your porch because I love you.
Get off of it. Roof! Best line in the movie. So.
Beautiful.
I can't be.
It can. It can. Let's listen to that again, actually.
It can be!
I need to see that again.
Let's see. What?
Again!
Where did it... Let's see.
Yes!
Hey, folks. Trunks here from Sure to be Banned. I couldn't be here in...
Oh, I got to hear this time. I couldn't be here.
I couldn't be here!
I couldn't be here.
It's too slow!
It's not as fun anymore.
I couldn't be here. I have a restraining order.
I couldn't be.
I'm sorry.
I couldn't be. I was making chocolate pudding. Making chocolate pudding.
Your face looks like a butt crack. Your face looks
like a butt crack.
Making chocolate pudding.
Yeah, Trunks couldn't be here because he had to do laundry or some shit. I don't know, bullshit. He's whacking off.
He just couldn't.
He's got Wi-Fi at the laundromat.
Put it in my nose.
Oh yeah, that was funny. God, I wish we could. There are some times where I wished I was recording all the time because that shit was hilarious.
What was that about? Couldn't put in my nose.
No, it was Shady was trying to have sex with everything.
Ever.
Ever. Yes. That's right.
And I would have succeeded if I could have be.
If I could have be, but you didn't be. You weren't.
I would have gotten away with it if it weren't for those meddlesome bees.
And their dog, too. Meddlesome bees.
Meddlesome bees and that dog.
I would have gotten away with it, too, if it weren't for you. Never mind.
Cops. If it weren't for policemen.
That's right. Hey, so what's your thoughts on Mortal Kombat 9, which I totally can't play in this country?
Oh, it's good. It's really a lot of fun. The one player is kind of bizarre because it's a cohesive story line, but like for the first. Like, it starts off and you're Johnny Cage, and you're like, whoa, hey, I'm Johnny Cage, and I'm an asshole. And then, like, Shang Tsung is voiced by Shady, I swear to God, because it did his disrespect the family voice.
Yes! Yes! That is awesome.
It is so fucking cliche. It's like, Johnny Cage, you will be first to fight Reptile. And then you would disrespect the family.
You would disrespect the family.
And so, like, you play as Johnny, you fight a guy, and then, like, you interact a little bit, then you fight a different guy, and you do that about 6 times, then all of a sudden it's like, whoa, now you're playing as Sonya, because that's cool. Then you do more of the stupid fucking plotline no one cares about, then you play as Scorpion, and that's awful, because they made Scorpion a fucking wimpo. He's so like, my family died and I care so much. Oh my god.
Oh, yo! So I couldn't be.
So he's the pussy version of Kratos?
I haven't played as Kratos yet. But
Kratos is in Mortal Kombat.
A little bit at the place I picked it up at. He's kind of slow. Well, he moves kind of slow.
What, you mean like, I'm Kratos? Or is he just
slow? No, no,
you
mean no, he's no, too no. slow? Yes, that.
Kratos is in Mortal Kombat.
Yeah.
Yes.
For the PS3, that was one of their big selling points.
That makes it even the more like the banning in Australia even more
Wait
weird.
A second.
We got God of War 3, where one of the great scenes is where you beat the living shit out of Poseidon and gouge his eyes out, and yet, oh, Mortal Kombat, not too violent.
Wait a second.
No.
PS3 games aren't region locked, right?
Correct.
Dave?
What?
Yes, it's correct. Pardon?
Would you like Mortal Kombat?
I'm British.
Oh, wait.
I can only accept PAL versions, unfortunately.
No, it's region free.
It's region free? What?
Yeah.
Since when?
It's PS3.
How does PS3 do... Is it that powerful?
No, it just doesn't have region locking on the games.
I don't know if it's... I don't think I actually am allowed to. If people, like, try to send it in, it'll be stopped at the border, and they'll be like, oh, this is...
Well, just,
you could
just
put
tell
a different
the pack...
cover art. Just put a different cover art. Put, like, the PS3 version of what? My Little Pony or something.
That seems a lot
I can just send you my copy. That works.
The Australian version of My Little Shrimp on the Barbie.
My Little Pony Man.
My Little Koala.
My Little...
Send it off. Send it on.
Friendship is
very
crikey.
Tempting.
Friendship is crikey.
seems like a lot of effort just to bring in a game about beating the shit out of other people.
Well, I mean appreciate violence effort, is magic or whatever.
Because friendship is crikey.
Friendship is Mortal Kombat.
Friendship is Kratos.
here's what you do. You place the sleeve for
rape.
Somebody think of a game.
Come Town and You.
No, a real game. A real game.
The real Housewives of Come Town.
That one. Place the sleeve with the cover for Mortal Kombat with Sonic 2006.
Well, let me stop at the border. I'm like, no, this is shit.
Country, because they'll be like, oh, this game is shit.
Not this game again.
We've let a lot of crap in this place, but this.
It'll get stuck at customs because it'll be busy saying, "Hello, I am the loading screen."
I've been trying to send this off, but
I don't think so.
It's only at 5%.
Wait, did they ban Metal Gear?
Huh?
Did they ban Metal Gear? No. We have Metal Gear here.
Use that.
Put Metal Gear in there.
Hello, I am the loading screen.
Jesus.
Hello.
To be fair, Snake does have a big loading screen.
It. Oh God. Don't remind me. No.
Old Snake is smoking.
There it is. Okay. Well, this is a great time for this.
Hey kids, it's time to piss some people off.
This guy, fuck that guy, fuck all who make me cry. I'm not putting up with your shit. Fuck haters who hate, just don't masturbate. You suck, that's not up for debate. Fuck everything, especially you. Fuck everyone, everyone hates you. Now let's raise a toast with Sci Guy or host. It's all personal, fuck you.
You're not gonna yell stat screen or nothing, Shady?
Stat screen!
There. Do you wanna play it again? I was away.
Okay. Alright.
Take two.
Starting it from the top.
Alright.
Okay. Hold on a sec. Wait. Now you're making me try and stuff. God damn.
How dare you make Sai do stuff?
Hold on a minute. I wanna do this right.
Tolerate this tomfoolery, this shenanigan.
Do 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 do. Almost got it. I'm not stalling. That would be dumb.
Da 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 da. Making chocolate pudding.
Boop. Okay. Ah, damn it! All the fuck in my butthole. No. Not doing what I wanted to do.
It just couldn't be.
It couldn't be.
It's not. Okay, there. Shit. Fuck, I gotta jump through a million fucking...
Hey, kids, it's time to piss some people off. Fuck. This guy, fuck that guy, fuck all you make me cry. I'm not putting up with your shit. Fuck it, you may just don't ask the fake. You suck, that's not up for debate. Fuck everything, especially you. Fuck everyone, everyone hates you. Now let's raise a toast with Sci-Guy your host. It's all personal, fuck you.
There it is.
Ah,
and scene.
Ah, that's what chow, everybody.
One at na na na, one at na na na, one at na 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 na.
I came.
Okay.
So now it's time for personal fuck you.
Let's see. What would we like to? Let's talk about annoying congoers. Boop.
Congoers. Oh, congoers. Okay.
That makes
sense. Who would enjoy? You know what, Gina? You're new here. You get this one, and it better be good, or I swear to God.
All right, let's have a gun, shall we?
Okay.
He's just teasing. Just do
dear
it
annoying congoers.
Dear annoying congoers. You do not have permission to touch me without fucking asking. I know the big shiny screw sticking out of my head looks very attractive, but that doesn't mean you can walk right up and turn it without asking. It's not like it's fragile or anything. Even if you did ask, I'd say no. I've already remade the motherfucker once, and I don't need your grubby paws breaking it again. Hyperactive anime fans aren't the most delicate people in the world. Furthermore, just because you are also cosplaying from Soul Eaters does not mean I want to talk to you. I don't have any compliments for your shitty-ass free cosplay, so stop fishing for them. You can also have my big, stitched-up cock. With kind regards, a disgruntled Stein cosplayer.
That was good. They sound really mad and British.
You mad?
Oh, gee, I wonder if Curb is telling me that he's on his way. Let's take a look. Oh my God!
Is he Skypeable?
Curb is on his way! Thank God! Thank God I know that.
Nobody
I don't know how I'd be able to do that.
Nobody panic.
Curb can't be!
Curb can't be!
We have worm sign.
We have movie sign! Curb sign.
Tippity tappity tippity tappity.
Tippity-tap.
Let's just have 10 seconds of typing.
Okay.
Best whichever ever.
Put it in your butthole.
Okay, Dave, you say something back.
Okay.
I get what? And off?
Put it in my butthole.
You get
shut up. Shut up, I'm talking to myself.
Shut up, I'm typing to myself. Hey, how are you doing today, Sai? I'm doing really good, Sai.
Sai!
Sai.
Sai. Sai. Now you will know how it feels.
Dave.
Shut up.
Oh. All right. All right. So we have a stalk you, so is it Creepy Dave? Is it Creepy Dave time? I haven't heard Creepy Dave in a little while.
Oh, no.
And it's
do it.
Oh, boy.
Gumdrops. All right. To our wonderful and giving Martin, you have given so much to me. I feel silly not giving you something back. So, I make you this offer, my well-groomed hunk of a Brit. Name what it is you want from us, and we will give it into your heart's desire.
Into it.
Tentacle. Give it into my heart?
Yeah.
Into your heart, yes.
It's like Pulp Fiction, but perverted.
Into your heart. Tentacles inside every orifice. Well, since you are so nicely, Mr. Martin, and since you give us so... And since you give us so much help to get us back on our feet, I don't see why we can't get you on all fours and penetrate you like the little slut you are. Well, we will be in the UK soon, my little sexual deviant. See you soon.
What is going on in this? I gave them
put
so
it in your nose!
I gave them you so gave much them help something. To get them back on their feet? What?
And it's apparently it's enough to want to give you something in
Japan. Oh, I think I know what this is supposed to be. This is supposed to be Japan.
Oh, the whole thing?
The whole thing is supposed to be to our wonderful and giving Martin. You gave us so much help to get us back on our feet. They're talking about tentacles.
Oh.
It's supposed that makes to be sense.
Japan.
Wait a minute, but we will be in the UK soon. What, the whole country is just going to fly?
It's just going to relocate.
But unfortunately, one of them is holding a copy of Sonic 06, so they all have to be sent
back. So they all have to be rejected.
Fuck!
Aww.
Oh, I am the roading screen.
Oh, I want to come into the UK to fuck with Martin. I don't think so.
What the hell? He became a poo from The Simpsons.
Hello, so. Thank you. Come again. Dude, that's the same guy that calls me for like and asking me if I want to buy anything.
You want to buy anything?
No, I don't. But
what,
it's
are
okay.
What are you buying?
I'll buy that at a high price. And also, happy birthday to Cyberlink, you fucking sexy son of a bitch.
What are you selling?
Happy birthdays?
What are you selling? I'll buy it at a high price.
You just turned into Splinter.
Hey, Cyberlink. What did I
turn into?
Splinter.
What didn't you turn into?
Oh.
He couldn't be.
He couldn't be crap.
More. We need more.
What do you need more of?
Just more.
Just more of everything.
Just more.
I just need more.
Need to be.
There needs to be more being.
There needs to be more being and more brimming. More brimming.
More brimming.
Brim.
Are you not brimming with B?
Metric.
Yes. Need more brimming.
All right, Shady.
Uh-huh.
It's all you.
Okay. All right, give us a go. Hey, fuck you to lonely, overweight, lazy fat fuck who used to frequent my apartment. Yeah, I know you're too lazy to get a GED and didn't finish high school, so you can't get a decent job. But don't think that because you hang around me that you deserve to be in college. Also, thank you for fucking bringing bed bugs into my place. Apparently, I don't like sleeping in my own home because any place that I want to sleep, something is crawling on it. So thanks for spending $214 and also grocery money because you like to eat my food and when I'm not here, so piss off, you fat fuck of a failure. And oh my god, it's a bird, it's a bird, oh my god, it's a bird.
Okay, I thought it was that the guy.
Yeah.
he kind of turned Swedish. He wanted to make you a kook out of dew.
A kook out of dew. What the?
That's lovely. That's great.
Yep.
All right, yes. So who would like the next one? Anyone in particular?
Me.
You just did it, Shady, you jerk.
anyone at all? Anyone named Martin?
Okay.
Yep.
But it's Yami Marek, which means I don't have the voice filter, unfortunately, but I can still do it.
Okay.
You know what? If I had my 3DS out, you can actually get the voice modulation happening on the 3DS, but I would have to record it and then replay it. So you'd be hearing it twice.
Oh.
Anyway, Dear winged dragon of Ra, plushie, why the F do you not want to be sown? Jesus fuck, I sit here slaving over you, my lovely little Ramses Haji Ra Puff, but you fucking won't do as I ask. What the hell is a Haji Ra Puff? What's going on? I simply want you to fucking work. Why can't you be? I don't want to sit here and think about how I need to alter your fucking pattern over and over again just so you don't look as derpy as my blue eyes white dragon. I think I know who this is. Fuck you for being so goddamn hard to sew. I understand that you're so close to being finished, but you need to stop being a fucking dickweed and do as I say, or I have to bleed over your gold ass. I think I deserve a cuddle or two, and you need to be fucking finished by then. Fuck you. You punk ass mother fucker. Love always. Yami Mariki.
I like the fuck you. You, it's like calling out letters for the final part in Wheel of Fortune. Only it's swear words.
You
get a fuck? A you, another you, a punk,
and the Batman symbol,
and the Batman symbol,
and B.
That
and
is
a derp.
Amazing. You guys are all amazing. That's all I want to say. Let's all just hear it for everyone.
Hug time.
Let's touch penises.
Okay.
I'd rather
are we touch? Okay. Okay. There are a couple things with this. Are we touching other penis within our vicinity, or are we all going to meet up and touch each other's penises with our penises?
Gabby, I think you and I are fucked.
No, you girls can borrow my spaz.
Thank you.
Oh, sweet, thanks.
We have strap-ons for that occasion.
We have strap-ons for that one.
Yes.
You could. Martin's is the one with the Yugi hair in front.
Oh, dude, I saw the most messed up Billy and Mandy porn today.
Oh.
What?
Why were you looking for that?
I wasn't looking for it.
Yes, you were.
Why wouldn't you be looking for that?
I experienced it, and I can't unexperience it. I was like, this couldn't be.
Can we get a link?
How could
you
it be?
You don't really want the link.
Hello.
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 Welcome to all the fun stuff, man.
What's up?
Welcome to all the fun stuff.
Billy and Mandy porn.
And by all the... Oh, are we reading a fanfic or whatever?
Nope. No. Martin's just telling us how much he loves it.
Yep. No.
No.
Yes. No.
No, I'm not.
It's canon. It's canon.
It's canon.
You guys want to see it?
Is it written?
Either of them wearing a tail.
There's no clothes whatsoever.
I want
okay.
it.
Okay. No.
We can do a dramatic reading of it, is what we should
it's
do.
It's not a fic, it's a picture.
We should do a dramatic picture.
Why are you looking at this shit? What is wrong with you? he tells me about this like earlier. It's like, what is wrong with you? Why are you? Why would?
How did it come across this? Like, what were you doing that just happened?
I was looking on DeviantArt and I just discovered it.
On DeviantArt, what?
They had a link to it, and I clicked it because I was like, that can't be real.
I'm sure that you absolutely just discovered it.
I totally did.
He went out of his way to look for it, Billy.
There was also Teen Titans porn, but that wasn't as crazy.
Well, that's like simple.
Yeah.
And that's not you know that's not nearly as mind bending as.
Yeah.
I'll just describe it. How about that?
Okay.
How about
Lincoln? I will, everyone.
Keep talking about it.
Bonin. Link it to me in a separate chat.
Facilitate a subject.
Yeah. Here, no. I'll set the mood for it. Okay, ready?
Describe it with detail. Describe it.
Yeah. Link it to me in a separate chat, and I'll try and describe it.
Go ahead.
Try and find it.
That's not what I want to play. I'm trying to play something like.
How long has this conversation about Billy and Mandy porn been going on?
That's all this the entire show. Okay, go ahead, describe it. Here's your background music.
I'm waiting for the link.
Okay, I found it.
Okay,
I'm waiting for the link.
I'm just gonna give you one picture because it's the most insane thing you've ever seen.
Okay.
Okay.
Where's your chat window?
Let's see.
Oh my god.
They find us.
Oh, Betty.
What do you get when you cross the Billy and the Mandy?
Porn.
Describe us.
Pornographic material.
I haven't got it. Oh, there we go. There we go. Okay, let's have a look. Oh, God.
I want it.
Oh,
I want it too. Just give it to the chat, Martin. Just give it.
Holy fuck.
Yes, exactly.
Whoa! Wow! If Mike was here, I'd be voicing it with him.
What, the speech bubbles?
Great.
Can you dare describe it?
That panel's pretty crazy, right?
It's how I don't even know how to describe it. Muscle bounded. Men. It's like that intense kind of zoom in action you get in an anime where they go in every fucking panel.
It's a comic.
You know what? You guys have fun.
Okay.
Yay.
No. More of a curiosity. No.
Oh god, I know who this artist is. Oh no.
It is going slowly. This is
what
like
the hell? His dick goes like into her stomach. This is a weird.
What?
I like.
What
that?
The
yep.
Fuck.
I think it's a blessing in disguise. It's not loading.
This one couldn't be.
Okay, there are. I like how you can add your own things to this. So, like,
speaking of Cumtown,
It's a caption contest.
Okay, so the first panel is Billy is like, "Oh my god, I am fucking you, lololololololol."
The second panel is fucking me, lololololol.
Lola, you're fucking me, and oh my god, your penis is coming through my stomach, Thomas the Tank Engine.
Oh god.
Curb! Curb, this is right up your alley.
What?
What, you, what are they saying? What's going on?
Hold on a minute, I'm clicking it.
Shit the bed. That is awful.
Whoa.
Shit the bed? I fucking you.
That is just.
Oh Jesus.
I can't. No. Just no.
Just no.
Well, I want to know more importantly, where are they? I mean, they're like. What?
My bedroom.
Dimension.
Oh, okay. That's where they can
they're
only.
They're in generic
fuck.
Place.
They're in the they're in the dimension where every fanfic character goes to have sex.
Oh, okay.
Also known as Cumtown.
Also known as Cumtown.
And that has to be the title of my fanfic. It has to be called Marek and Bakura Go to Cumtown.
Yes, I'll read it.
Yes.
That's
wrong. This is so wrong.
All right, for everyone in the chat, they've seen it, and that's cool. But if you're listening to this recorded, I am not linking this. You're just gonna have to imagine.
Yeah,
no. So I take the first panel and just like put censor bars over it, and make that the image of the episode.
Okay, so do you
but
want
that
me
would
to
be
do
like stealing someone's odds?
Yeah.
The rest of the images are like pictures from Google Image Search anyway.
Well, yeah, but. I don't think the guy that took a picture of Cumtown really gives half a shit if I use his image or not.
But the residents of Cumtown are very offended.
Yes, they are. How dare you use us? They went to a theme park.
Oh, the thing is, the residents of Cumtowns are waylords, so it would just be like an army of Mishkas complaining.
Complaining. Are you offended?
Report deviation.
It's the people of Cumtown versus Psy Guy. How does the people play it?
We should get Mishka on here as an interview.
Oh my god, yeah.
Psy, considering you sent out emails and contacts and different things like that to everybody, you might as well just like send a message to like the chick that owned Mishka over the
Misha?
Over Misha. Like her Facebook profile or something, because she has an official Facebook set up for Mishka.
You'll accidentally email Mika and get Mika as a guest and be like, Mika, I love you, Mika. I love you.
I said Misha, so you screwed up my screw up.
No, I'm talking about Psy. Accidentally emailing Mika. I'm not talking about what you did.
Who's Mika?
Mika's the singer.
Oh, wow. That would be cool. Yeah, we're all Mika. Like, hey, Mika is like, why am I on here? What the hell? Like,
and you're like, Mika, I love you. And he's like, oh, that's nice.
I love you too, man. Thanks for having me on your show. Like, wow, he really does sound like he's talking. That's pretty convincing. I'm going to be honest. Speaking of stuff not going through, Weird Al's parody of Born This Way was rejected by Lady Gaga herself.
I never had that problem myself.
What was the parody video that Weird Al did?
He did a parody called, it's on his YouTube channel, but he did, it was called Perform This Way, and it was just making fun. It was just poking fun at that she's such a grandiose performer with like meat suits and blah blah blah. And the story goes is that he like, hey, have my people talk to your people, and he was like, hey, can we do a parody of your song? And we really like to. And Lady Gaga was like, no, I want to hear it before I approve anything. And so like, okay, so he wrote the lyrics and sent the lyrics. Like, no, I want to hear it. So he went to all the trouble. He cut like a family vacation short. Went to all the trouble of recording and mastering and just making the song, sent it to her anyways, and she was like, nope, don't even think about it.
Hey,
apparently they've updated it. Apparently Lady Gaga didn't know about that, and she's actually approving it.
What? Seriously?
Yeah, he's just updated it. He's updated his blog.
How? Fire that manager. Holy shit.
Yeah, right?
That's awesome. Well, cool. Damn, because I was like, because I really like Lady Gaga, and this was like, that sucks. What a pompous bitch. And now it's like, oh, never mind. She's cool now. Everything's fine. Crisis averted.
Nobody panic. It's all good now.
Phew.
Oh, look at the link. Everyone's like, link. Oops. I should look at the chat. Well, cool. I think that's awesome. Never mind. Lady Gaga's cool again. We're all... You can take her albums out of the fire. It's okay.
Lady Gaga, I love you.
Now all she needs to do is sing Leather Pants.
My poker face.
I am not stupid.
I like how Lady Gaga is just now a mentally challenged person.
This is not. We're supposed to be like saying she's cool and like, oh, she's also a retard.
We're supposed to be like, oh, she's such a bitch and all. Okay, oh, she's so cool
on the fire. Why not?
We just flip flop all the time. So hey, Kerb, what's up?
What up,
Kerb? What's up?
What is up?
What's new?
What's new? I have like 2 weeks of school left. My thesis is finished. I did not get accepted into the DreamWorks thing, so I gotta. Think of something else to do as far as getting out to California. I don't know. But I mean, life is getting better in general, so I think I'm doing okay. And
high five.
Yeah.
I think the echo's on Kerb's end.
Yeah.
Oh, hold on.
It's coming out of Kerb's butt.
He couldn't be.
It's like trunks.
You're on now?
Yes.
Okay.
All good.
As a matter of fact.
I don't know. Do we have anything else? I don't know if I have much to add.
Well, the final total for the card games for charity thing was announced is around $11,800.
That's awesome, yeah.
Wow.
That's awesome.
Damn, very cool, son.
Which means I have to work on a Yu-Gi-Oh! 5D's parody and an Evangelion parody, which I'm totally not prepared for.
So now, next month, you have those two and 53. 52, I'm assuming, will still be coming out by the end of this month.
So long as I get everybody's lines.
I'm sending you behind, don't look at me.
Yeah, I'm not looking at you.
By the way, speaking of probably that character, if I'm imagining right, Shady and I yesterday, everything was, tell me, oh, you'll find out, I'm about to fuck it, or whatever.
I can attest to that. I had to listen to it.
Oh, yeah, part of this.
That video actually got taken down, but like just today it got put back up again because my counterclaim went through. So tell me is back up, like, online again.
Yay!
Tell me!
I'm still pissed that the Jaden rap battle's been down for like 4 months.
I know. Oh. That's
what?
What the fuck?
It's the only video, apparently. Is it the only video on your channel that got the counterclaim declined?
I don't know, but it's not letting me counterclaim it anymore.
Can you play this audio file? It's like less than a minute when you get it.
I don't know. I have to get it.
I'm sending it to you now. Last night, me and Shady and Dave were going down a trip on memory lane.
It's gonna play automatically in 13 seconds. Oh my god.
Okay. Not very many people know this, but I am a huge fan when I was a little boy of Thomas the Tank Engine. Now every like blue moon, you know, every like several years, I will maybe go back and like watch a few episodes and just kind of stroll down memory lane. And Dave and I were having this big connection, and I brought up the fact that apparently the Thomas the Tank Engine theme, the original theme composed for the TV show, for whatever reason, goes really, really, really well with rap music. And Shady put up the master vocals to a certain song and gave them to me, and then he and I both fucked around with them, did a shot of them, and then this was created.
We're sitting here today with duelist Jaden Yuki.
Hey yo, what's up?
So, Jaden, what's a day in the life of Jaden Yuki like?
You sure you want to know?
Please, tell us.
I play crazy, motherfucker, I'm so bad, I'm amazing. I see the teeth, mom, just to see what you taste it. Damn, little man, you crazy. Yo, shut the fuck up and suck my dick. I'm in a 3D movie, better watch your motherfucker. I'm going to your house and fucking shoot you with my brother.
Where's fuck, Jaden?
Some brand new car.
What you need, Jaden?
So fuck you,
bro, we have to make a video out of this.
I'm rolling up and out, take your time from me. I'm gonna burn your fucking house. I hear demons, yeah, you gotta run when you see them. So put your car, bitch, I'm so hot.
Oh, that is awesome! That's the coolest thing in the world.
We have to have.
I just imagine Jaden's face in place where Thomas's face is.
Yeah, exactly.
Prior to making this, I had tooled with the, because I knew that this song was used. If you search like Thomas the Tank Engine rap mashup on YouTube, there's like a thousand. There's like one with Biggie Smalls that's super popular. One with like Snoop Dogg. It's huge, and I was playing with the idea of like doing a like really, really like adult, ridiculous, over the top like Thomas the Tank Engine rap with Shady doing the vocals or whatever, and doing like a music video of like it starts off with like the beginning of it, and like Thomas goes in a tunnel, and then suddenly he gets outfitted and like ripped apart, and he gets turned like a fucking robot with like train wheels and weird shit, and he's like rapping. Oh, that was this really weird idea. And we just fucked around with this last night at some point, and it was, oh my god.
Oh wow.
That was pretty boss.
Oh yeah.
That was pretty cool.
That's cool. Oh wow.
Alright, folks. Well, that's pretty the cool end of the show. So if anyone wants to say anything at the end here before we go out, go right ahead.
I just wanted to say condolences to the family of like Elizabeth Sladen, who passed away two days ago. People, yes. For any Doctor Who fans in the audience, Elizabeth Sladen played Sarah Jane Smith. She passed away 2 days ago. I just wanted to sort of say rest in peace and Godspeed.
Yeah.
Oh, that's.
But she was awesome. You know, back in the old series, and even with the new shit she was doing in the modern series, she was awesome. So it was, you know, it was good that she was still around.
Did she pass away? Did she pass away from old age, I'm assuming?
No,
I think it was it was a battle with cancer. I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, but she was cool.
Most depressing ending to a Wachow ever.
I'm sorry. Well,
everyone, be sure to tune in next time.
Well,
quick side, play Thomas the Tank Engine again.
Please tell us.
I play crooked, motherfucker. I'm so bad, I'm amazing. I stick it to your bones. Everything's all right again.
But everything is better now.
Suddenly happy.
What you want, Jaden?
A brand new tank.
We need to make
tank.
A like the
I got a short, stubby motor and 6 small wheels, motherfucker.
Shoot the tank! Shoot the tank!
I got wheels, motherfucker.
God.
Nice.
Dude, Shady and Martin and any other like British people I know, we have to do like a Thomas the Tank Engine one shot.
Gina's British.
Hello.
Gina, I love the show. You can
be the girl character that doesn't exist in Thomas the Tank Engine.
Oh.
Could be the fat controller.
Rejected.
No, the fat controller's wife, Lady Topham Hat or whatever. Hey, all 200 people listening to me, I am losing my manhood. Goodbye.
I love this show.
Yay. All right. Well, that
couldn't be.
That couldn't be. That's right. That couldn't be.
Couldn't be.
Send your personal fuck yous or personal stock yous to SciGuy@gmail.com, and I will read the ones that don't suck.
Yay!
Sincerely, attachment.
But sincerely, well, that's Friday. That'll be Friday.
It's Friday. Spoiler
alert!
No, let's get the fuck out of here.
That's great.
That's great.